Saturday is Veterans Day, and there are events across the valley to commemorate it. ASU is in the midst of its salute to service, and the university has been working to integrate veterans into its community. Joining me to talk about that is Steve Borden. He's a retired Navy captain and director of the Pat Tillman Veteran Center at ASU. And Steve, how significant is it to incorporate veterans into the student population?
It is significant. It's significant, I think, for the veterans, but it's also significant for the university. Veterans need to be welcome to the university. They need to be included as part of the ASU community, and then we need to help connect them with the services they need to succeed.
What is the process like for trying to integrate somebody who maybe didn't go to school when they were at the traditional college age, or maybe went to a little bit of school and is now coming back a little bit older into the broader university community?
Right. So I think nationally, the VA's statistic is about 40% of our veterans that are in undergraduate programs today are first-generation students. What that means is that many of them come to the university setting without a real understanding of what opportunity is actually being presented to them. And so as we connect veterans with the university, we're trying to expand their vision, if you will, to all of those opportunities that a Tier 1 research university brings in front of them.
Is it a different process for that population than sort of the general ASU population?
I would say it is most similar to other non-traditional students, or to maybe the traditional student as far as age is concerned, but coming from a first-generation university perspective.
How has the number of veterans enrolled at ASU grown over time? I assume it's grown.
It has. It has grown significantly. So I became director of the Pat Tillman Veteran Center in 2011. At that time, we had about 1,100 military-related students. So that would be folks actively serving, veterans, spouses, and military dependents. That number today is over 7,400.
Do you find that the services that veteran students need is vastly different than what other students need?
In reality, no. I don't think that what they need is different. I do think there are some different challenges in connecting them with those services. Veterans are older. They have family. Many of them are working part-time. And so there's certainly some time constraints. And so we need to help put opportunities in front of them that they can kind of cut through the clutter and figure out, okay, what are the resources that I need most, and how do we connect them with those?
I want to ask you about other kinds of services, because we hear so much in popular media and, you know, through news reports and all that. In a lot of cases, when veterans come back, they have physical problems that might be very obvious. They sometimes have emotional or mental problems, PTSD, what have you, that can be less obvious. How does ASU try to make sure that veterans who have those kinds of needs can get those services?
I wouldn't be honest with you if I told you we didn't have any of those sorts of issues on campus. I will share this, though, about our veterans. They're at a point where they feel comfortable attending a four-year institution, and they have probably worked through some of the transition issues that other veterans may be facing. That having been said, what we try and do is connect with all of them their first semester on campus. And for those that need some additional resources, we can point them in that direction. We have great relations with ASU's counseling and wellness services. But the truth of the matter is, most veterans are in a pretty good place. And what we're trying to do is try and help them get to a great place.
Do you think that there's sort of a misperception of how veterans are when they get back and start transitioning into civilian life?
I think there is a little bit of a misperception. Unfortunately, the PTS situations and those things are very serious. And so we can't ignore them, and we certainly have to devote resources to those. But the other side of the spectrum sometimes that we hear is that all of our veterans are heroes, and therefore we have to do all of these great things for them. The truth is, the vast majority of veterans are somewhere in between. They're not real far onto the PTS spectrum. They might be having some transition challenges, but not necessarily dealing with PTS. And if they are heroes, they'll tell you they were just doing their job. They don't want to be treated like a hero. So it's a matter of catching those veterans where they are. I believe that if we empower veterans the right way and help them take advantage of the opportunity that's in front of them, we can be a direct part in creating the next greatest generation, to coin Tom Brokaw's book title.
Is there a danger, do you think, of treating veterans as if they all, for example, have PTSD, and maybe not, do we not give them the opportunities or not provide them with challenges, thinking, well, we don't want to trigger something. Right. We don't want them to be put in a place where maybe they're not comfortable.
Right. So I think there is a danger associated with that. And I see two things as I look across the veteran spectrum. And of course, remember, I spent 29 years in the service myself, so I think I can speak as a veteran. When I look at the veteran community from within, I see that if we overemphasize the broken, homeless veteran too much, that we build a case, if you will, for veterans to feel entitled. If we overemphasize the other end of the spectrum that veterans are heroes and therefore they deserve all of these things, we build a case for them to feel entitled. And the truth of the matter is veterans chose to serve. They have something in their DNA that they want to serve society. And if we help them draw on that aspect of their persona, we will help them transition through school, pick up a degree, which in addition to their, you know, experience in the military can really set them up for success in the future.
It strikes me that that is a very fine line to walk, because you don't want people not taking some of these issues, which are serious, seriously. There's also that perception out there that, you know, you don't want to make it seem as though you're minimizing what folks did when they were in the service and some of the danger in which they put themselves in, regardless of, you know, how they ended up there willingly or otherwise.
And I think that part of the strength that most veteran centers bring to the table, certainly ours does, is that the people working in there are veterans. You can have a little different conversation veteran to veteran than you can from someone who has not served. We can challenge one another a little bit differently. And in the process of doing that, we can ensure that this particular person that we're interacting with is on a good place with regards to this. And then we can really encourage them to strive to do as well as they can. Likewise, in the midst of that conversation, if we realize maybe this person is struggling a little bit, we'll be sensitive to that without them having to come out and actually ask for help, and we can get them connected with the resources they need.
All right. Steve Borden is director of the Pat Tillman Veteran Center at ASU. Steve, thanks a lot.
Thank you.